This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Amacher. The esteemed Russian keyboard player Alexei Lubimov developed a passion early on for music of the Baroque era, period instruments, and 20th century music. His newest recording is a 2-CD collection of preludes by the French Impressionist composer Claude Debussy, who was born 150 years ago on August 22nd. Lubimov says the timing of this release was actually just a coincidence.
No, Debussy was one of the most important composers through my life. And I discovered him when I was in the school and in the conservatory, getting to the class of Heinrich Neuhaus. And step by step, I understood the preludes as a set of pieces, like a summary of aesthetics, philosophy, and musical discoveries.
Lubimov was in his mid-20s when he first performed the full cycle of Debussy's preludes in concert in Moscow. When he recorded them for the first time in the early 1970s, it was on a modern piano. For this collection, Lubimov creates a new palette of sound by recording these significant works on two different pianos from the composer's period.
I discovered two excellent instruments through collectors and restorers of those instruments in Belgium, because Belgium is known as a country for restoration of historical performance. And this Bechstein of 1925, which was used for the first book of preludes, was restored, and I played in a concert on this instrument by Belgian maker and restorer Chris Mane.
Then, just by chance, Lubimov played in Belgium's Polish embassy, which is where the second piano was unearthed.
It was a Steinway, exactly from Debussy time, built in 1913, and absolutely fine, restored, and with miraculous sound of so much harmonics and so many colors, which are not available on modern Steinway. I find in these instruments, quite a lot of differences. Bechstein, in the first book, it sounds maybe more classical, more clear, more useful for structural music. And the Steinway of 1930, used in the second book, is an excellent example of the piano with mixed colors, with a specific possibility to play with toned clouds or tone mist, which are very common in the second book, because second book is more sophisticated music, more complicated. Sometimes you can't discover in which key the piece is written.
In addition to the two sets of 12 preludes, there are also two works on this new recording that showcase both pianos: Maurice Ravel's transcription of Debussy's Three Nocturnes and the composer's own two-piano transcription of Prelude to the Afternoon of a Faun.
So I liked very much Debussy's own arrangement of this piece, and absolutely brilliant, really breathtaking, I must say, a transcription of Trois Nocturnes, made by Maurice Ravel.
Claude Debussy's inventive approach is what's made him one of the most important composers in musical history. With this new collection of Debussy's preludes, Russian pianist Alexei Lubimov shares what he believes is the composer's broader vision.
Because he's one of the few composers who had some special vision, I have to say, multi-vision. Not only sound, but in pictures, in his instincts and his feeling of musical space and some kind of state of mind.
And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Amacher.